Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. Download it, get the podcast there later on today. Good to be back. 2 week vacation. Gone for the holidays, and man, oh man, nothing's really changed though in here. I mean, I was looking around for some cameras and stuff that was supposed to be installed.
I forgot
so
about that.
You and I, our beautiful faces, could be, you know, on camera.
Yeah, I forget about
but
that.
But I didn't see that this morning.
I could go without it, honestly. My God. You guys, yesterday it was the craziest thing on the planet. I was my son and I took his truck back to his university, which is in California, and so we drove it all the way from Colorado to California, and it was crazy because then I took off from an airport yesterday, and we had an aborted takeoff. I've never had that in my life.
That's terrible.
We were going full speed, and all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I thought for sure, like, somebody had sabotaged our plane.
Oh.
And it was three big bangs, and then the pilot just slammed on the brakes.
I'd poop my pants.
Oh, my God. I was just shaking. I was trying not to cry.
I hear you.
I was just happy that he aborted the flight.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so...
That's never happened to me, but
me
I would
either.
Freak out, man, because you're screaming down the runway and then...
Yeah, I know.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I prefer no cameras today. I'm a little stressed out.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Man, taking one of those road trips, though, and I don't know, you and I have not talked about it off the air, but that's one of those things you're going to look back on one day.
Yeah, it was super
and
fun.
It's such a memory maker. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that time
blast.
That me and my kid took the truck to California, I think that's so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
A lot.
I got to do that with one of my kids going back to California and drove out there with him, and it was just so cool. It was just so, it's a long trip, and you're right, it can get boring, but it's still very cool.
Well, yeah, because it's 20 hours.
Yeah.
Driving. Oh, my God. And, man, Bakersfield, that's got a weird smell. It smells like actual sewage.
Yeah.
Human sewage, not pigs, not cows. But human sewage. And you know, the rumor is that Bakersfield has to take LA's sludge.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, they do. Yeah, I do remember that.
That's part of the rule?
Yeah.
They're like the septic tank of California?
And it...
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the fact that leaving Colorado, going to California like I did, or you going out to Bakersfield, California like you did, you always get to stop in Vegas. I love that part of it. The Vegas part of it. Fabulous.
Except for they're holding my money hostage. So mad. So
you got to have a driver's license again.
Yeah.
They're holding me one.
I won, right? So I hit $2,400, and that was fantastic. What?
I got an idea.
What?
Let me pick it up for you. I'm going out there in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going out to the Sphere to see the Eagles in 2 weeks. Okay. And that's over that. We get the Martin Luther King holiday off, right?
Okay.
So that Monday I'll come back. But let me pick up your $1,200 for you. I'll take good care of it. I might put it down on a game or two, but whatever I win, I'll share with you.
I threw a fit. I got a paper driver's license on the 26th of December from the DMV. They give you a paper one. And I hit and I won. And I gave the lady my paper driver's license and she wouldn't accept it. And so they're holding my money hostage until I send them an email copy of my real driver's license.
You know, what a crazy world we live in when you can actually get on an airplane and fly.
That's what I told them.
Yeah.
No, I threw a fit and the guy's like, it's a federal issue. And I go, a federal issue? Have you heard of the FAA?
Yeah. and if you have like another form of like something with your picture on it, it should count.
Exactly. And I'm not only that, but I have a Players Club card. I'm in the system.
Which is wrong here. The casino, because they won't release your money, or the airlines that allowed you to fly.
Right. And that's what I told the Wynn. I was at the Wynn. And I go, and you guys let me have a hotel with this piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm more terrified about the airlines. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you got this backup piece of paper. They allowed you to fly when the casino won't even pay you.
No, they won't.
That's kind of weird to me.
What did I say? It says whatever. What was the hold on it? I showed you guys the picture because I took a picture of it. It's like honorary hold of my money or something.
Honorary.
Like it's, you know, they're still good for it. Sure they are. Bastards. So mad at them. Oh, wait. What's it called? It's called safekeeping deposit. That's what it's called.
It's safekeeping
deposit. Yeah. So, yeah. When I go,
they're keeping it safe for you. Yeah.
I was like, what a scam.
And not only that, $1,200.
It won't break them.
It's nothing. The win?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
They kick that kind of money to the curb and flush it.
Yeah.
You know, $1,200 is nothing to the win.
And
they
I was at the Encore Towers, which is the shishi poo poo side.
Yeah.
It's like all crazy. That button, there's one button that you can go to the very tip top of the Encore Towers, and you have to have a minimum of $500,000 to bet.
Wow.
And I saw a guy push the button and I was like, hey, you single?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, you just hang out at the elevator. Right?
Yeah, right?
That's a good move. I might do that when I go out there. Okay. I might just hang out at the elevator looking for some 80-year-old lady that I can hook up with.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Got some money.
I know.
I think my wife would be on board for that,
all right. I interrupted your go-to list of people that are going to die.
First, I want to say the Broncos. Congratulations. Yes. 7 o'clock. A lot of people tune in right now. Broncos have made the playoff. Of course, we beat a pee-wee football team yesterday, but nevertheless, we're in the playoffs, so congratulations to the Denver Broncos.
Right? Yeah.
And I personally think that we have a fighting chance against the Buffalo Bills. I think we can beat them. I really do.
I agree.
So we'll see what happens, but congratulations, Broncos, in the playoffs. What, first time in
2015.
What was it?
Hey, take that, Russell.
Russell's in too.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs too.
Well, some bitch.
Yeah. He had a horrible game yesterday, but they're in.
Oh, they're in?
Yeah, they're in too.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that didn't work for me.
No, it didn't, though. But you've been on a flight.
Yeah.
And you had a touch and go.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
You know,
yeah.
You had a lot of things going on. Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay. All right, let me get to this list, okay? This is my 2025 death list. Now, look, the names I've got on here, I don't like to go with people like Britney Spears, for example. She's pretty loopy right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't like to go with that because it feels mean.
Well, yeah, that's awful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't
She's not going to die either, though.
So I kind of pick people that we all hate anyway.
Oh, jeez. Hate is strong.
Well, not everybody on the list, but I'm just saying that we don't, you know.
You don't know
happens.
Who people
yeah,
hate.
Don't loop me in with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't me either. Yeah. You hate different people than I hate.
All right. We'll all agree on this one, all right? Number one on my celebrity death list for 2025. These people are going to kick the bucket, folks. You can count it right here, okay? First, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah.
We all hate him, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Guy's in prison, not in good health.
No.
That guy is a goner.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a goner. Yeah. All right, second on the list. Now, we don't all hate her, but... Yeah, she's all right, I guess. Yoko Ono.
Oh, I haven't even thought of her in forever.
She's going to die. Yeah. She's going to die. I put her on the list.
How do you know that? Like, what's going on with
her? What's your inside source?
Gut. I got that.
I mean, did something happen in the news? Hasn't been on my
That's
radar.
That's why it's going to be a shocker when it happens, Jamie, that I was so dead on with this list.
Gotcha.
No, you don't want to pick. See, I could easily have picked Jimmy Carter last year, but that's a given, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Dick Van Dyke just turned
keep going.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to kick it. We don't really like him, do we?
No.
No, we don't really like him. Judge Judy.
No, what? She's in great health.
We all like her, too.
And she has another show. Have you guys noticed she has another show?
No.
With, like, a court reporter. Like she has two girls that sit on each side of her. One acts like she's court reporting and or doing the, what's that called, where you, like, act like you're doing the...
A clerk?
Yeah, well, you know, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That one.
Documents everything.
Yeah, what is that called?
It's a court reporter.
Court reporter. Yeah.
Recorder. That's what,
whatever.
Right?
Anyway.
All right, yeah. So I think Judge Judy's going to kick it, though.
Nah, she won't. She's
look,
in great
it's
health.
My list, okay? Oh, I'm just telling you.
She's fine.
She's got a lot of money.
Well, that's why when it happens, it's going to be a shocker to you guys.
That one's not a good one. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a good one.
Nope.
All right, my last one's Dan Rather. Dan Rather used to do the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to kick it too this year. So that's my top five.
My son, we were playing different music or whatever. Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Sinead, and I was like, it's Sinead. And he's like, what? No, it's not. And I'm like, it's Sinead O'Connor. He's like, Sinead. He never heard of her, ever.
She's dead, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she is.
I know this. Away, right? I understand.
All right. Harvey Weinstein. Let me go through the list one more time. Harvey Weinstein, Yoko Ono, Bill Cosby, Dan Rather, and Judge Judy. They're going to kick it this year. There you go. 2025 goners.
I feel like it's going to be that Chiefs coach.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, he doesn't look so solid to me.
He is a big guy.
Yeah.
Well, I can swap him out.
Okay, because I feel
I'll
like
take Dan Rather off and put him in there if you want.
I take Judge Judy and go with Andy because he feels like he's going to have a grabber.
He looks like he's going to have a grabber.
He has a large dude.
He's had one before, hasn't he? Didn't he have a heart attack once before?
Probably.
I thought he did. Yeah. I thought there was something that happened to him that he was rushed to the hospital.
He needs to, like, get on semi-glutide.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's had heart palpitations.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital once.
He was.
Yeah, because I remember them searching for a gurney for him.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Big dude, you know. Gurney. You know, can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't really work.
DJ and Jamie.
They're all alone.
I know we often don't do this, but did you make any New Year's resolutions?
We're doing dry January.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my whole group is.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Is that gonna work out?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
for the entire group.
Yeah. We got no mojitos.
Yeah. Now you don't have to.
Yeah, there's all kinds of I don't know if you saw that study that just came out about alcohol and cancer and all that stuff.
I did see
and
that.
And so they're saying that alcohol companies are a little bit concerned about this. But the cool part is all these alcohol companies now have come out with things like no mojito.
Yeah, like the mocktails.
Yeah, all the mocktails and drinks and stuff, and they're pretty good.
Now when you look through the list of friends, just between you and I, is there any in there that you just feel a little bit of a question mark over their picture? You know,
No, maybe they're very honest about it. Like, there's one that's like, I'll try it for a day.
I'll give it a shot. 24
a dry
hours.
January 2?
Yeah, like literally, because I was one of those people to be full honest, because we were supposed to start on Friday, but I was like, you guys, here's the deal. My plane just almost crashed, and I'm going to the bar.
I need something to cut that out.
So wait a minute. You've already broken it.
I did.
For a dry January.
I did.
Because, you know what? You get a pass, though. I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Yeah.
Now, normally, Jamie, for any other reason, like maybe a light went out at your house or something, I wouldn't give you a pass. But a plane almost skidding off the runway, I'll give you a pass on that. You got to go to the bar and have a couple of cocktails.
Well, and it was easy not to drink because I'm with my son. We're road tripping the whole way, right? So there's nowhere you're going to, like, hey, son, want to go to the bar?
Yeah.
You know, so it was totally, even in Vegas, like, I was only downstairs for, like, he can't gamble. So I was literally downstairs for, like, 30 minutes or whatever. And you don't want to break it right then because you're just going to wake up the next morning and drive. So that was super easy. But then when I kissed him and said goodbye, you know, that's always tough. And then my plane almost crashes and I have now a 3-hour wait in California in a bar. I'm going to have a cocktail. So. That one was a game.
Can't blame you on that.
Yeah.
And then, again, you know, we're back at work here. Something could happen here that you might have to, you know, have one too. So
I feel like nothing like that. That was let me tell you something. Yesterday, I have never felt like I was going to die like I did yesterday on an airplane. That was terrifying.
I've never had that happen. So yeah. Jamie's on the runway. They are going to take off. You get that speed going, and all of a sudden, the plane puts on the brakes. There was three bangs.
Yeah. And then even the flight attendant, because I was in the front, and she was closing her eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, like this, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, if she's doing that.
I always do the same thing. I always looked for them to react.
Yeah.
To see if it's really bad or not.
She's facing me, right? And I can see her, like, going, oh, God, what's happening? Are we going to crash into something? I thought the runway had buckled because it was so, like, violent. I didn't even know what had happened.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they stop one like that.
Yeah.
Well, you get going. I mean, those things take off at 200 miles per hour.
It was pretty scary.
You know? And then you've got in the news, you had all those that happened around the world. It wasn't here in the U.S., but it did happen with Boeing. So, yeah, if your plane's popping and cracking and exploding, it could drive you to drink.
Yeah, it did. It did. And so I've already broken it. But, yeah, that's our New Year's resolution.
All right, you can start again.
We are doing dry January.
Okay, so you're back on again.
Of course,
You're back on again.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think you pull it off. Did you try this once before?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like I'm a big, like, oh my God, boozer.
Yeah, I thought you'd done it before.
Yeah, so it'll be all right. I'm not worried about it. I mean,
you got this.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy. I think there's a couple that, but the problem is that you replace it, right? So I have to figure out what I'm going to replace it with because, my God, when you go on a road trip, all you eat is gas station candy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just load up on the junk.
I bet I gained like 800 pounds. I'm going to be on my 600 life, but going to be the 800-pound girl.
Well, I don't mind candy. Just don't go to meth or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I am licking my lips a lot, though.
I've seen that a lot, too, happen over the years.
Go to meth over alcohol?
Do meth instead, So,
Well, a couple of the girls are going to go to edibles, but I don't like that stuff.
I don't.
That makes me paranoid. I don't know. Maybe blow pops. Yeah. I found that was kind of my thing.
I actually started something, too, with January. Yeah. I'm kind of trying to follow that whole, this, I don't know why, but all the things that have been in the news about all the stuff that's in our food.
Oh, yeah.
Has kind of gotten to me.
Well, I've been preaching it for years.
I know you have.
And you're like, we're all going to die sometime anyway.
Well, it took a guy named RFK Jr. that can barely talk to explain it to me, okay? And now I'm seeing these articles of all these pesticides and things that are out there, and washing your fruit and everything that when you order a Big Mac or something like that. And I'm starting to wake up to it. A little bit. So I started January.
Are you telling me you're believing now in organic?
No.
Ah,
no.
Okay.
No, I've not gone that far. I'm not crazy yet.
But that's the pesticide situation.
Yeah. But beyond that, I'm talking about, the red dyes that you've talked about for years and things like that. So I'm trying to go with red meat and fruits and vegetables and stick with that.
But are you going with organic meat?
No.
No.
No. Grass fed and all that. Yeah. No. I've not gone full blown yet,
okay.
Jamie.
All right.
But I am watching. And guess what? I lost 4 pounds over the past week.
Nice.
Just going to that. But I've yet to eat anything that's really, you would consider very unhealthy for you.
Okay.
In the past, what is today? The 6th? So 6 days. Yeah. So 6 days. So that's my resolution. Now, will I break it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Probably within 24 hours.
Yeah.
But it is something that I put out there.
I still feel like you kind of have because you're eating all the vegetables with pesticides and you're eating all the meat that's injected. So.
Man, I got to tell you, Jamie, I think it's impossible just to eat stuff that's not contaminated.
Go to
period.
Whole Foods.
I'm just saying. It's just really difficult.
You've never even been in Whole Foods. Go to Whole Foods. It's a whole different Oprah.
I found myself using that app. That you got that you turned me on to, where you put it on the food,
scan the barcode.
I actually used it at the grocery store over the past couple of weeks. Yeah,
it's
just
terrifying,
to see.
Isn't it?
Oh, just make, you don't buy anything.
Well, that's what my kid and I were saying as we're road tripping. Like we couldn't find anything in these like convenience stores or anything to eat. Just to stop and eat.
You can't.
It's all bad.
Everything is junk for you.
Oh my God, I got to tell you this. So I finally saw the underground of the hot dog roller. I saw the underground how it works. So we're at a no-name gas station, right? And this chick, we're in like, I don't know where we are. I think Utah or somewhere. And she takes out a big like Tupperware thing with the blue lid, but it's not really Tupperware. It's a knockoff of Tupperware. And she pops it open and it's all big hot dogs, but they're not in plastic. They're just in this Tupperware. And she grabs them with her raw hands that she'd just been using the cash register.
No.
And she plops them on the roller.
No!
With her hands. Ugh. I saw the underbelly of the hot dog roller situation.
No kidding. Yeah. Didn't wash hands, nothing.
No, she just rang up somebody in their gas, and then she walked over there, plopped open a thing that didn't have any name on it, just grabbed them with her hands and put them on the roller.
You need to get Nine News on your side
I'm telling you,
on this one.
Because
that's deep.
Yeah, it is. But I was thinking maybe it just rolls long enough, it gets rid of all her bacteria.
It kills all the bacteria.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those.
I have at like a football game or something.
Yeah,
at
a football game, a sporting event. I've never had one from a convenience store. I've never trusted.
It looks like people love them. But just know that she just grabs them right out of a plastic thing.
Every convenience store has them, so somebody likes them, right?
I mean, there's a reason they're there.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's on Monday, January 6th. Welcome back, everybody.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
If you have a husband or wife at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, please know that if they're out really late, it's also the porno convention. Yeah, so.
No kidding.
Yeah, they run them simultaneously. Yeah, the porn convention and the CES, yeah. So
I thought they stopped that.
No, I think it's still a whole thing that they got going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with it. I don't know.
It might not be in the basement anymore, but they definitely have some stuff going on at the same time because they know a lot of people. We actually saw a bunch of people that couldn't speak English that were from Asia, and they were all over there, some of them with bodyguards. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money. That Consumer Electronics Show brings so much money to Vegas.
Yeah.
And so you need, you know, your high-class hookers.
You sure do.
Yeah.
You sure do. Yeah. You need the best there is. They fly in from all over the country for that, too.
My son is like, hold up. Wait. The hookers are legal in this town? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my God, that's so weird. He goes, that should not be legal at all in our country. He goes, it's the United States of America. And I go, yeah, I know. I said, I feel bad, you know. And it's like all these poor girls and all that stuff. And he's like, is it true, like, that they have these, like, pimps that are mean to them and all? You know, he's like wrapping his head around because when you get there, you realize it's legal because it's always been in movies.
It's legal in Vegas?
Yeah. Prostitution.
Yeah. I thought it had to be on the outskirts. You have to be at a brothel.
Yeah, one of those ranches.
You can't get, my friend. You're not supposed to. Yeah, you can.
But it's illegal. It's still illegal.
But, I mean, you might be able to.
No, I'm just saying that legally you can't, but you can get them.
Because that's why they check your room card at the thing, because they, I mean, it's prostitution. Mm. It's basically legal. Anyway, the only thing is that in town, like my friend bought a woman and they didn't actually have relations. They just did other stuff.
Escort.
Yes.
Hanging out, man.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but in his head, it's only been in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, he's like sitting there because they're handing you flyers.
His mind was just blown.
Yeah, because as we're walking, they're handing you flyers for women of the night, you know, and he's like, I can just call her? I'm like, yep, you sure can. Yeah, she'll just hang out with me? I'm like, yes, that's why she gave you a flyer. She'll just hang out with you. He's like, why is she pretty?
There you go,
right?
Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's Vegas. All right, anyway, the Golden Globes were last night, and I'm telling you, people loved, what's her name?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, Nikki. They loved her. I watched some more of it, and she said it was the night of Ozempic. She was just, she had so many lines. She was so great. But we don't have, like, the really good stuff. We kind of have some, we won't even play it. But anyway, and then Demi Moore won for her role in some movie that she's never won a Golden Globe. So she was so excited because it made her what she said as a real actress. And here is her speech.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have. I had a woman say to me, just know, you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me, and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
I don't feel like that was off the cuff.
No.
I feel like she kind of had that ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, it's the Golden Globes. Is that a big deal in Hollywood? You lived in Hollywood. Is it, I mean, it's not the Oscars, but...
It's not the Oscars,
but... it's pretty big,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is pretty big, yeah. And plus, it's the time where they all drink. And yeah. So you can find people like that are like, hey, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
got it.
It gets a little kind of crazy, I guess. Anyway, she was in The Substance. Some people are calling it the worst movie they've ever seen. 2.5 hours of wasted time. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. But anyway, and then Zendaya turned heads at the 2025 Golden Globe Awards when she rocked a sparkling ring on her finger. A big old bauble. She also changed outfits and changed jewelry, but she did not take that off her finger, so we're thinking that she might be engaged to her boyfriend, Tom Holland. And by the way, Tom Holland is about 4, 5, 6, 7 inches shorter than her.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I can't place him.
Yeah.
He plays Spider-Man, and he's about Carson's height.
Wow. Ooh, wow, 20, that felt unnecessary.
2025, wow. Man, wow. Man. Anoush Vidal.
Hey, I'm going to take back that sweatshirt, bro.
Wow.
It's pretty accurate.
Wow. Yeah. You don't know how high, you don't know how tall that guy Tom Holland is. And you don't know really how tall, you don't even know his height.
Yeah.
Carson's height or Tom
Holland's? Tom Holland's.
Well, you can. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I bet you I'm close.
See, that was a cheap shot for no reason.
Exactly. I mean, if you would have known his height,
I've seen
then
pictures of both of them.
Carson. Carson under attack this morning. Man, you've got a new attitude today there, Spadil. Just come out swinging.
By the way, Carson posted a picture of his daughter in her stroller with a cup of coffee. Hot chocolate, not coffee.
Cup of coffee.
And it has pulled the biggest numbers on her Facebook page ever.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Sure has.
I didn't even know that.
Yep. I mean, people love that picture of your daughter.
Well, because she's just like, it's just so cute because we're at Zoo Lights and she's just all bundled up, but she's got this warm cup of hot cocoa and she loved it.
And it's just, it's like a Hallmark picture. And so, yeah. So go to Facebook page. You have to scroll down a little bit, but it's the cutest picture. And yeah. So there, Schmidel.
Yeah, that's my kid.
Yeah. Anything you posted ever pulled big numbers on Facebook?
Not off the top of my head, I don't think so. Yeah.
So step off, fucking rude. Just kidding. All right, anyway, yeah, so Tom Holland. Let's see here. It says, Zendaya and Tom Holland are actually about the same size, but she's always wearing high heels. All right, Heidi Klum is returning to Project Runway. I mentioned that. That's exciting for a lot of people because people love Project Runway and they loved her on it. She hasn't been on it for a long, long time. The other thing is Meghan Markle. I guess she has like a new cooking show or something. I don't know. And she's trying to be the new Martha Stewart. But people are pushing back at her because apparently she filmed it in her neighbor's $7 million home.
We can all relate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like MTV Cribs when we found out all those people didn't own those homes at all. Sure. They were leasing them.
Such a lie.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Anyway, here's the promo for it.
Let's go. I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic!
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day.
Do you believe in magic?
We're not in the pursuit of perfection.
woke us all up.
We're in the pursuit of joy. Love is in the details.
I have to do it totally wrong to get it totally right.
Ugh.
That sounds so dumb.
It does.
It's getting terrible reviews already.
Yeah.
People hate her. They hate it. What can she cook? I don't see her making biscuit and gravy. Not at all. I mean, she doesn't know any recipes. Are you kidding me?
And didn't she say, like her whole life she was a big feminist and all this stuff and, you know, fight, fight, fight? She never mentioned that she was a baker.
No, put her in the kitchen.
Homemaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is all a lie, in my opinion.
It is a lie.
Right? Like, okay, I know. But, you know, there's another, well, I won't even go into it. There's a lot of people that see Martha Stewart and think they can be her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just iconic. You can't be Martha.
No.
You can't be Martha. There's a guy that he's on, oh my gosh, what's it called? Southern Charm, and he makes pillows, and he's trying to be Martha, and it's driving me nuts. But anyway, it's a different Oprah. I realize I'm talking to three men, and so like, I can't be like, oh my God, I saw him too.
I think if you're doing a cooking show, though, you've got to be able to, the audience has to buy the fact that you are pretty damn good in the kitchen, right? Yeah. I mean, you've got to sell that. And I don't think anybody buys it. Meghan Markle knows anything about the kitchen. Okay.
I do think that Trisha Yearwood, I think she probably is good in the kitchen.
She probably is.
Yeah, she has a cooking show, and she made that the top part of the restaurant at the bar. And so I feel like, you know, Trisha's like knows her chicken.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can pull it off. I think she knows fried chicken. I'm with you on that.
I think beefy women are believable.
Beefy women are believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like beefy. Believable.
What?
I like beefy.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because that's a slam against your wife. She's not beefy.
No, I didn't call anybody beefy. I just said I like beefy.
No, you got to read between the lines
beefy.
On that one.
I know, right?
No, no.
On record, I love beefy.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Devil trash.
Yeah. Meghan Markle's not beefy enough.
No, she's not.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Back from vacation, man. It's great.
BJ and Jamie.
They come back the near side. The Mims. He breaks it inside the 20. And he takes it home for the Denver touchdown.
On play action. Stepping up to the end zone. And that ball is caught for the touchdown.
Here's Nix. We are going to the playoffs, man.
Look out.
Denver Broncos. I saw somebody posted yesterday. They said against our defense, Patrick Mahomes yesterday didn't complete one pass.
That's funny.
I'm just saying.
I did like how Bo Nix, how he went around the whole, you know, place, and I was just now watching it. He was high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if I'd done a victory lap, though.
Well, you would have died.
Well, you played the second-place team. I mean, the second squad, you know, you didn't play the starters.
No, I think he just did it because we're going to the playoffs, you know.
Well, I think they can win. I think they can beat Buffalo, so hopefully they can pull that off. We'll see what happens.
What'd you say, Sunday at 11 a.m.?
Sunday in Buffalo. Who knows what the weather's going to be there. Speaking of weather, we have snow in our forecast, but man, there's an ice storm back east that's really causing havoc at the airport.
The Midwest, actually, is also under ice. Because my back home in Southern Illinois, all the trees are snapped. I mean, people's cars are destroyed. There's people that have branches coming through their homes.
Yeah.
Through the roof. I'm really concerned about what we're doing.
Yeah, it's nasty from anywhere from Kansas all the way back to the East Coast. So anywhere in that area, you're going to find, I think they said like 1,600 flights already canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, headed in that direction. And most of those were yesterday because the storm's starting to move more east now. But there's a lot of confusion out there and a lot of cancellations too.
You know what I've learned? Because United lost my luggage and I still don't have it back. I've learned only pack stuff you hate.
Yep. No kidding.
Yeah. Don't pack your faves. Yeah. Don't pack your faves.
No, leave those at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when they find your luggage, you have to go back to the airport to pick it up, or they deliver it to you. They send it to you, right?
Yeah, they're going
to
deliver it.
Well, that's mighty nice of them.
If they bring it.
If they find it.
If they can find it.
Yeah, because my app says it's here, but she says it's in California. So, yeah, seems to be a little disparagement between the app and her.
Is there anything in there that is irreplaceable?
Well, yeah. My Canada Goose coat.
Oh, no. I forgot about your guinea pig coat there you got. Oh, man. That thing's in there?
Oh.
You packed that for California, huh?
No, I packed it because we were stopping in Vail.
I get it. Yeah, you had to go that way, and it was cold. Yeah. I get it. But man, oh man, that's an expensive jacket.
I know.
If they don't find that sucker, now will they pay you?
Is
it insured?
I don't know how it works. I don't know because not.
How do you prove it? How do you tell the airlines, like, my Canadian Goose jacket's in here. Yeah. That thing's worth, you know, whatever it's worth. And you got to pay me for it because, you know, anybody could claim that.
And not only do I have the jacket, but I have the pullover.
Oh.
Combo.
God, I hope they find it.
Dude, I have $2,000 in freaking Canada Goose. Those are my suitcase.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to pay for that.
If I worked for the airlines and you told me that, I'd say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Nobody has that. Really? Okay, yeah. You went to Bakersfield? Yeah. It's not like you went to Napa Valley.
Well, yeah, I drove all the way there.
You drove all the way to Bakersfield. You got $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
My son has to go to college in Bakersfield.
I wouldn't believe you. Well, you mentioned earlier that you stopped at the sewer.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? The septic tank of California, Bakersfield, yeah. California.
And don't forget Barstow, home of the thermometer.
I wouldn't believe you. If I worked for the airlines and somebody came up to me and said, I got $2,000 worth of jackets in there, I'd say, like, get that.
I know. How does that work?
I don't know.
Me either.
I have no idea.
I bet you they have a cap amount. But they can only pay up to a certain amount.
Yes, Spadil?
Sorry, Spadil.
$3,800 is the most you can claim. Like, that's the value that you can get back.
Okay. Uh-huh. So that's good.
Well, why wouldn't everybody claim that?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, folks, listen. Got a tip for you. If you get luggage that's lost, you're going to claim with the airlines, go to $3,800. No matter what. I don't care if your baggage is worth $200. Go 38. That's the max.
Well, and what about this? So I got these pair of pants that I really love from Zara, and they were only like $63 or something, but they don't make them anymore. Priceless.
Priceless.
They don't make them anymore. Zara's
$3,800, Jamie.
I'm telling
That's what they're worth.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.